Chapter 5, Boggarts and Witches. We were heading for what the spook called his winter house. As we walked, the last of the morning clouds melted away, and I suddenly realized that there was something different about the sun. Even in the county, the sun sometimes shines in winter, which is good because it usually means that at least it isn't raining. But there's a time in each new year when you suddenly notice its warmth for the first time. It's just like the return of an old friend. The spook must have been thinking almost exactly the same thoughts, because he suddenly halted in his tracks, looked at me sideways, and gave me one of his rare smiles.
"This is the first day of spring, lad," he said, "so we'll go to Chippenden."
It seemed an odd thing to say. Did he always go to Chippenden on the first day of spring, and if so, why? So I asked him.
"Summer quarters. We winter on the edge of Anglesark Moor and spend the summer in Chippenden."
"I've never heard of Anglesark. Where's that?" I asked.
"To the far south of the county, lad. It's the place where I was born. We lived there until my father moved us to Horshaw."
Still, at least I'd heard of Chippenden, so that made me feel better. It struck me that, as the spook's apprentice, I'd be doing a lot of traveling and would have to learn how to find my way about. Without further delay, we changed direction, heading northeast toward the distant hills. I didn't ask any more questions, but that night, as we sheltered in a cold barn once more and supper was just a few more bites of the yellow cheese, my stomach began to think that my throat had been cut. I'd never been so hungry. I wondered where we'd be staying in Chippenden, and if we'd get something proper to eat there. I didn't know anyone who'd ever been there, but it was supposed to be a remote, unfriendly...